Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon and buy our official merchandise on Redbubble. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 31. Kedah, Malaysia. It's a chilly Saturday evening as Ross, a motherly, middle-aged woman, takes a seat across from me at a kopitiam in Woodlands. She greets me with a quietly cheery hello, and almost immediately, I'm lost in the warmth of her personality. Ross owns a printing service out of Johor with a predominantly Singaporean customer base, so she finds herself shuttling between the two countries regularly. For someone who runs a pretty time-sensitive business, however, there's none of the hurried urgency that comes with most entrepreneurs. Instead, there seems to be an aura of patience and kindness around her. As our coffees arrive, she talks a little about growing up in Kedah. My hometown, Sdarang, was about an hour from Penang, she says. Every weekend, my grandmother would drive up there with me, just so we could share a bowl of laksa at a stall run by this sweet old uncle. As she speaks, I can practically smell the asam flavour and feel the love that she associates with these memories. But even so, there's just a hint of sadness to them. It's not so much the way she describes these memories to me that gets all this across, though. I actually don't know how to explain it. But when she shifts the conversation to an encounter she had, I inexplicably feel the change in her mood too. Honestly, the experience itself was bad enough, she says. Not completely uncomfortable, but still clearly affected by what had happened. But it also... And she trails off for a second, shrugs, and composes herself, and then continues with an apologetic smile. Sorry, it's just that it's a bit of a complicated situation. I reassure her that it's fine, as I fish out my recorder, then switch it on, and tell her when she's ready to start from the beginning. It was a Friday night back in 1993. Ross, just 14 back then, was walking over to her friend Sarah's place. The pair had a sleepover planned, their first ever since growing closer over the last year. Nothing but a whole evening of listening to the hit music radio station while they caught up on what was happening in their school's various social circles. As Ross approached Sarah's home, she saw a man whom she assumed was Sarah's dad, waiting for her at the gate. From across the street, she waved and introduced herself. Sarah's father smiled at first, but as she got closer, his expression changed. He seemed to be glaring angrily at something just behind her. Ross glanced over her shoulder, but saw nothing there. She turned back to Sarah's dad, who was cautiously opening their front gate. Apa yang korang bawa ni? What are you bringing here? He seemed to be asking this of Ross, even though his attention wasn't focused on her. Ross asked him what he meant, but after a moment or two, his reaction seemed to soften, almost as if he had reached some kind of understanding. He ignored Ross's question, and instead welcomed her in more warmly, just as Sarah came out to greet her. The girls freshened up, while Sarah's parents prepared the dinner. By 7, everyone had gathered at their porch for a hearty serving of mee rebus. The strangeness from earlier had seemed all but forgotten. Sarah's mum asked about Ross's parents as she dished out noodles for the girls. Sarah's dad asked her, with mock sternness, whether any boys had shown interest in his daughter. Everyone was laughing and joking and having a good time. But then, Sarah suddenly went quiet. It took Ross a while to notice at first, but Sarah's family seemed to pick up on the sudden change almost immediately. Almost like they were expecting it. Ross tells me that Sarah's parents have been hiding a secret from their daughter. Every couple of nights, she'd be possessed, she says, uneasily. She tells me that the spirit, or whatever it was, didn't harm anyone, thankfully, but it would just sit there and curse and spit at her parents and in Sarah's own voice. That hurt her parents more than any physical attack could have, she says. And I find myself feeling the sorrow in her tone. Every time Sarah eventually came to, she would have no memory of the possession. Sometimes she thought she had just dozed off. Other times, she wasn't even aware of the time she had lost. Her family chose to keep this from her, hoping to deal with it before she found out the horrible truth. Ross says that Sarah's dad had contacted a few people to try and coax the spirit out of her, to get it to leave her alone, but no one seemed to be able to keep it away. What Ross didn't realize at the time was that her family had hidden something from her too. Sarah's father turned towards Ross. He pleaded with her, while again not focusing on her. Confused, Ross asked him what he was talking about. Sarah's father looked just as perplexed for a second, seemingly baffled by Ross's own confusion. Kau tahu kau ada saka? Do you know that you have a saka? A saka is a kind of jinn, Ross explains. One that belongs to people and can be used for good or ill. She continues, it's been said that it's passed down through generations, that it can heighten people's emotions, making them more sensitive towards others. Ross knew none of this at the time, though. All she knew was that she wanted to help her friend. Sarah's father pleaded with the saka through her to help. Ross said that she would, but she didn't know how. Sarah's father, however, had been learning more about the supernatural ever since the possessions first started. He asked Ross to sit in front of his daughter. This clearly made whatever had possessed Sarah nervous. With Sarah's voice, it snarled at Ross, yelling curses at her. She didn't sound possessed, but Ross wished that she did. That's how I know how badly it hurt Sarah's parents, Ross tells me. Her sadness so palpable that I can feel her hurt too. Sarah's father placed his palms on Ross's neck and started praying. For a while, nothing happened. The spirit's taunts were louder than anything else, louder than Sarah's mother's sobs and cries, louder than her father's prayers. And then, just as suddenly as before, silence. Sarah stared at Ross for a second, saying nothing, her face twisted up in anguish before she started coughing profusely and crying. For the first time since the possessions started, she seemed to be truly free of the offending spirit. And now, she remembered everything. I asked Ross when her grandmother passed away. Not even a year before what had happened with Sarah, she tells me. Her mood lightened a little, her thoughts drifting back to the woman who had taken her on all those drives to Penang just for laksa. She tells me that her grandmother always protected her when she was alive, always made sure she felt loved and safe. I guess she wanted to make sure that you continued feeling that way even after she was gone, I say. Ross smiles and says, I was just thinking that.
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media at We Are Hantu. You can also buy official merchandise on Redbubble and be one of our supporters on Patreon. Ghost Maps is recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.